Chapter 1. The place where I live is ancient. Old but sturdy, our landlady tells us. 500 Belgrave is so strong, apparently, that it withstood the 1906 earthquake. Didn't even bust a single crack, is what the landlady says. But listen, just between you and me, I wouldn't bet on history repeating itself. It's the reason why I live on the top floor. For if this building collapses, then at least they won't have far to dig me out. Of course, I don't wish any harm to my neighbours, especially not to the gentleman living just beneath me. As for the sullen woman on the ground floor who insists on calling me Mary because she finds Mario too hard to pronounce, well, that's another story. But I wish even her no harm. I'd like to imagine that when the big one strikes, we'd all be gathered at my place enjoying a glass of Sauvignon Blanc or a Chablis, and we'd ride the whole thing out and live to tell the tale. But who knows? When the earth finally decides that it's tired of fidgeting and needs a proper stretch, I might be the one walking downstairs. And if that's the case, then the only survivors will be my books, hundreds of them, to keep each other company. Our building used to be a single-family house, but now it's home to four separate units, and I've been living in one of these for 20 years. This must be somewhat annoying to my poor landlady, for in this city of rent controls, she could charge a new tenant much more than she charges me. Not that the apartment is anything spectacular, mind you. It's just one small bedroom, kitchen, living room, and bathroom. But it's the view that matters in San Francisco. And my view, oh yes, my view, is magnifique. When you stand at the kitchen sink, you can see all the colourful houses of Haight-Ashbury. And beyond these, the eucalyptus and pine forests of the Presidio that stretch across to the bay, where, on a clear day, the waters shimmer azure blue. So I have absolutely no intention of moving. And the landlady must know that what she loses in rent, she gains by having someone reliable like me, keeping a watchful eye on the property. For I, like this building, am ancient. Ancient if you're going by Nigerian standards, where I've outfoxed the female life expectancy by nearly 2 decades. And because I've lived in this building so long, I know all the comings and goings, such that on a morning like this, even before the mailman reaches the third floor, I've heard his footsteps. Li Wei is in the habit of taking the stairs two at a time, and when he arrives, I'm waiting for him. I wouldn't normally open the door in my dressing gown, but Li Wei is no stranger. Besides, this is a city where people walk their dogs and take their children to school in their pajamas. So, here I stand in my magenta silk dressing gown, barefoot, and brushing the tops of my toe-ring toes against the rough sisal of my welcome mat. "Hello, Dr. Mario. Lots of mail for you today," says Li Wei, presenting a neaten stack with such finesse that I'm reminded of a samurai bowing before his empress, palms extended, head slightly bent.